News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, let's turn back to that ESRI quarterly economic commentary. We were talking to Alan Barrett of the ESRI, the author's report a little bit earlier. Broadly positive, talking about high employment growth, tax revenue strong, real wages increasing. But some stings in the tail and potentially tariffs as well, and the impact that could have on the Irish economy. We're joined by the Finance Minister, Pascal Donoghue. Minister, thanks indeed for talking to us this morning. Can we cut straight to the chase? One of the things I was most interested in, Alan Barrett said to us, he was talking about the government finances. He said, yes, we have a healthy surplus, but when you strip out that surplus, we're in, and that windfall, sorry, that tax windfall from multinationals, we're in a deficit situation. He said, given the strength of the Irish economy, we should be running an underlying surplus. We're not. We're running an underlying deficit. He said that is a risky strategy. How would you respond to that?
That this is the reason why we are running budget surpluses in the first place.
But he says you're not running an underlying budget surplus.
Shane, our budget surplus is 8.6 billion euro. It's one of the largest surpluses across the European
Union, and I won't keep interrupting you, but I do have to make this point again, because of our windfall corporation tax profits.
Absolutely. But imagine the position we'd be in if we were borrowing today, or if our books were only balanced. We have a surplus, which is indeed, as you've just said, largely generated by corporate tax receipts, which is just under 9 billion euro. It's the second or third largest surplus within the European Union. And we will have 15 billion euro set aside into, in effect, rainy day funds by the end of this year. And we will put 6 billion euro a year into those two funds for as long as this government is in office.
You don't accept it's risky what you're doing at the moment? Alan Barrett says it is.
There are risks. Of course, there are risks, but it's in recognition of those risks that I've always argued for running budget surpluses. And we've went from deficit to surplus twice in recent years.
Yeah.
And for those who say we would have should have a larger surplus, that would involve changes in either capital spending or current spending at a time in which our population is growing. That would create lots of other issues.
Okay.
And what I've tried to do is get the balance right between setting money aside and not spending it, which is a very difficult argument to make, and one few governments are making at the moment, but having the money still available to invest and to improve current services.
Okay, let's talk about housing and the ESRI saying you're not going to hit your housing target this year. Alan Barrett also making the point, asking the very pertinent question. He said, where are the workers going to come from to build these houses? So we've full employment, we've high participation rates in the workforce, and immigration is restrained inevitably because we don't have houses to put people in. He said it's going to be a very, very difficult task to address this. This government is not delivering on housing. You're falling short on that.
But again, I'll just go back to the first point that we've made there regarding we also need to make sure we're setting money aside for difficulties that we may have to confront in the future. And in relation to housing and that particular issue, it is an issue that is at the heart of the challenges that our economy and our society is confronting. We've built 200,000 homes since 2016. 100,000 of those homes since 2021, but we need to do more and we need to do better.
We need to way more. We have a water system that's not going to be adequate to build houses in a couple of years. We have an electricity grid as well that the ESB is saying we won't have enough capacity to build houses. Our infrastructure is in a mess, and it would seem there is too much caution, too much conservatism within government. I'm hearing stories about the Department of Public Expenditure nitpicking over small amounts of money rather than letting departments get on with it. Sean O'Driscoll, the ESRI chair and the Infrastructure Task Force member, talking about tough, brave, exceptional decisions that need to be made. Does this government have the bottle to make those decisions?
So, Shane, the earlier part of your interview was pointing to the risks of us not being cautious enough.
And now this part of it is saying... There's a danger of being penny wise and pound foolish.
Of course, but if you're asking me important questions, I just want to do my best to answer them as well.
Yeah.
I think it's a fair point to say that the early part of the interview was saying we're not cautious enough. And now you're saying that we could be too
Minister,
cautious.
With respect, you're being slightly Jesuitical here. Let me clarify what I'm talking about. I'm talking about not being careful how we spend billions and being overly careful about how we spend hundreds of thousands of euros.
I'm being anything but Jesuitical. This is about creating an economy or society in which we have the money available to us, even if times turn hard, to be able to respond back to the very issue that you are raising. In relation to infrastructure, of course you are right. We need to invest more and spend more in infrastructure, which is the very work now that Minister Jack Chambers is leading on behalf of government at the moment. And the reason why we have tens of billions of euro available to us to do this is because we've made the right decisions in our public finances and due to the hard work of the Irish people. We have the ability and we will make big decisions in relation to how we invest in infrastructure in the time ahead. And I, of course, accept the point that it is by investing more in infrastructure that we can create the environment in which more homes need to be built.
Okay.
We need to build more homes. I'm simply making the case that while we have made some progress in doing it, we need to make more, and that's what we are doing.
A final question, Minister, and I know it's difficult to be brief given the subject matter. Do you despair at the EU's inability to come up with a strong position in relation to Israel and what's happening in Gaza and the EU's economic ties with Israel? Do you despair at that?
It's a cause of huge worry to me regarding where we are at the moment. But equally, I believe the efforts that the government of Ireland, that the Taoiseach and Tánaiste are making are ever more valuable. We have a growing number of countries that are willing to support the stance that Ireland has taken with Palestine. And I think it is a source of huge regret and one that we will experience the consequences of in the future if Europe can't take a strong stand in relation to the awful plight of the people of Palestine at the moment and the people of Gaza in particular. I know the Taoiseach will be making this point really strongly today in Brussels.
Okay, very final question. It's a small amount of money, I accept, but do we really need to get a specialist branding agency to come up with the name National Children's Hospital Ireland for a hospital that everybody was already calling the National Children's Hospital? It seems like a little bit of a waste of money, even if it is only 4,500 euro.
Well, my understanding is that this is in relation to the branding and signage of the name of the Children's Hospital, which I think given all of the investment and spending that has gone on into this project so far, I think it's understandable to make sure that we have it clearly signed and people clearly understand what it is. And that's what I understand the money was spent on.
Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.